Oh, dude, I've got some fucking... So I went home. You have to come visit my compound, dude.
I know. I really do.
I was home yesterday. Got filled in on the whole fucking scoop.
Yeah, what's going on at the compound?
Fucking, dude, a lot of drama.
What?
My sister has a new bird.
There's a new bird?
A male bird. Yeah.
What kind of bird?
I don't know, like a cockatoo or some shit.
Oh, like a...
Cockatiel. It's like a mini parrot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we got to separate the birds because the female bird was getting too horny.
Oh, nice.
She's laying a lot of eggs and she got weak. So we got to separate the birds.
All right.
My fucking...
That's apparently big news at the compound. Dude, you gotta separate the birds.
It's a big deal. And the bird, I swear to God, I'm not making it up. The bird has a crush on my mom.
I don't know about crush.
My mom comes. My mom feeds it. No, my little sister Kathleen does. When my mom comes in, the bird whistles. She goes like, does like one of those. Swear to God.
So the
bird, only my mom,
the
though.
The bird is catcalling your mom every
yes,
day?
It's actually infuriating me. I'm telling you, I saw it. And then my mom walks away, the bird freaks out. And it was just, I was in there. My sister Kathleen was in there. My mom comes in and it's just like, it's pheromones, dude. It's science.
Is it science?
Yeah.
That birds pick up human pheromones?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Do you ever Toucan Sam, dude? Fucking
what about
finding Fruit
Sam?
Loops?
Pheromones. Yeah. Is that what was going on there?
But no, I heard my...
Didn't you tell me something about a rabbit and a tooth or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then we have a rabbit as well. It just sits in a cage all winter in, like, the laundry room. It grows this one weird tooth that, like, my sister is supposed to file down, and she never does.
She's supposed to file a rabbit's tooth?
She's supposed to clip it or something.
Wait, what?
So we have, like, this mastodon of a rabbit in the laundry room just sitting in, like, a shit box. Just like, two birds, two dogs, and a fucking mastodon rabbit.
Your sister has a job that she has, like, you guys live in, like, colonial America, dude. You have to tend to the birds. You have to file the fucking rabbit's teeth.
Yeah. And then I get my mom, I was like, yo, what's dad up to? And my dad's real into air rifles right now. So you can buy these things. This old man, I swear, I'm going to have him sponsor the podcast. For like $1,000, this guy can build you a 22 caliber rifle that shoots like a pellet. And you hook it up to a CO2 container. It just goes boom, silent. So my dad and his brother right now, 60 and about 53, are their big thing right now is shooting fucking. They just go in the backyard. And one of them killed a squirrel, so they set a squirrel up in a dead squirrel in a tree and just sat there and shot it.
Holy fuck, dude! Yeah. Oh, honestly, it's amazing that you're not weirder. I mean, you're weird as fuck, but
yeah,
it's crazy you're not weirder.
Dude, that to me is so fucking, it's not, I didn't realize how unnormal or how not normal that was until like literally this year.
If I came home and my dad had a squirrel tied up and he was shooting it, I would fucking call someone. I'd be like,
really?
I need to talk to my dad.
Dude, see, I'd grab that gun and be like, all right, headshot.
I would probably take
a
couple shots. In fact, what am I we have a BB gun in my house. Yeah. We throw shit off the deck and shoot it, but only when I'm there. My dad's not tying up squirrels and shooting them.
Oh, dude, it's so fucking funny. I can't wait to go out there and get a good cracks on that squirrel.
I don't know if I want to go out there, dude.
You have to.
I'll get fucking destroyed.
No, you won't, dude.
Yeah, well, I gotta fucking get in shape before I head out there. I know how you're fucking. I've heard your stories, dude.
It is roast battles, dude, every dinner.
I don't know them enough to roast them.
Oh, you could fucking rip. You could just let them go.
Yeah, I mean, but if I make fun of them, I'm making fun of the whole compound.
Dude, it doesn't matter.
I would just make fun of the compound.
Doesn't matter.
Look at this fucking, this fucking place, you weird fucks.
Yeah, dude, that'd be tight. We should throw a fucking festival out there this summer.
If I come, you have to treat me as though.
Oh my god,
I mean, these are old rules. If we're going back in time, I have to bed one of your sisters. You have to give me a woman in the house.
We will. We'll fucking get before you go to bed. We'll give you a bowl of warm milk.
Yeah.
You just lap from
and
it.
Your finest meads.
That'll be tight, man. I can't wait. But yeah, it was good. It was good to get home, man.
I want to hear about, so you grew up on the compound. How many brothers did you share a bedroom with?
It was me, Tom. This is all at one point. It shifted around because my two sisters usually had their own bedroom. Before that, it was like Tom and Kev, me, Billy, Kathleen. Then Mara was born. So it was Mara, one bedroom, Kathleen, one bedroom. Then me, Tom, Kev, Billy for a spell of time.
The four of you were in one bedroom?
Yeah, at one point, the four
of
us were in a bedroom.
Holy fuck, dude.
It was
sick. Like that halfway house we saw.
Dude, pretty much was. It was a big room, but... But yeah, dude, it was like nightly, just nightly ass whoopings, dude.
Oh my god,
nightly.
Dude.
My two brothers were laying. We'd all lay. I still to this day like when we slept in the hotel.
Yeah,
I love sharing a room with people.
Yeah, it's funny.
Like when we were in a hotel and when the lights are out and you're laying in bed and you're talking to someone, the lights out. That's literally my favorite thing in the world.
That's a really nice feeling.
Oh, it's
right.
The best. And my brothers would do that and I try to chime in, they're like, one more word out of you, we're gonna beat your fucking ass. And I just, dude, I'd sit there and just be dead silent and be like, in this fucking, I would just feel the fist. It'd be like 30 seconds. Like that movie we just watched when it, like, yeah, the bomb goes off and it's silent and it's like,
oh man.
They beat you till you cry and you're like, woo. And it's not fun.
You to stop crying.
Yeah.
Shut up.
What's up?
That was, yeah, the first time the fucking Spud met Okani's. He's like, oh, fucking Okani's has bae?
Dude, he also has bae? Like, punched a wall. Oh, man. What's up, dude?
Chilling, dude.
Yeah.
I've just been living that pot pie life, dude.
I saw you just crushing
pot pies.
Standing in the kitchen, scarfing pot pies.
Yeah, man.
That was tight.
It's that time in a relationship when my bae makes me a pot pie.
Pot pies are so good.
I've been asking for pot pie for like a year.
Yeah, you never get it. Nobody ever gets you pot pie.
No one makes you a pot pie.
Although recently I did have pot pie this year, my family had it in the fridge, leftovers.
Ooh, we have some. Ooh.
Bro, I put a hurting on cold pot pie.
Dude, there's nothing else to do.
Just kept scooping in it. Yeah.
Nobody politely eats at pot pie.
No.
I was eating pot pie thinking about the inception of it. It must have been the most ridiculous fucking invention.
It's up there.
Some dude being like, I made a pie. And like, what's in it? He's like, soup. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's good.
People just came by. They're like, there's fucking soup in this pie?
Because
that was a big deal.
They were stoked.
Pie was like once a year.
Yeah.
So people probably went for dessert and they're like, what the hell? I'm eating double dinner.
Tarnation? There's peas in the pie? Got peas and chicken in it?
Got me eating double dinner.
Yeah, like, man.
Leave it alone. He's worked hard at that pot pie.
Woo!
I had a whole fucking, in my head, I had a whole fucking dialogue between like a settler.
We're too close. This setup down here is uncomfortable.
You're too close?
You and I are
I can back up to my, I have another, my desk is L-shaped.
I
could not face you at all.
The eye contact we make during the podcast makes me uncomfortable.
I could not face you
at all. I think about kissing you. Do you know that?
I could sit over here and just totally not face you at all.
Do you know that? Did you hear what I said?
You want to kiss me?
I think about kissing your mouth.
We should kiss, dude.
Ew.
So we can't do a podcast in kissing range.
No, it's too much.
True.
I get boned up.
Chemistry's too much.
This podcast sucks. Yeah, what's going on?
Chillin', man. Just, what the fuck do I have going on? We got to get a new dog walker. Or new dog sitter. Ours, I hate to say it, dude. Ours was in the dog sitting game for the wrong reasons.
What's that?
Just for the money.
Oh, you need somebody who loves the canine.
Yeah, exactly. She was mad. She's like, wait, the dogs are going to sleep in bed with me? And I was like, we were already in Florida. And I was like, yeah, that's what they do. Don't you love dogs more than anything? I think she was in it for the money.
It was on your profile that you love dogs.
I mean, dude, I figured any dog walker, any dog sitter, I feel like it was like automatically assumed. Like,
I don't
yeah.
know. It could be like a Cesar Millan type thing where it's like, you need to instill some discipline.
You think she was Cesar Millan?
Yeah, she could have been pissed that you like, she was probably like, I can't believe anybody would treat dogs with this level of like, you're doing the dogs a disservice.
That
by letting
might
them
be.
Just run wild
dog,
all
yeah.
over you.
Yeah, it also might be why
those
she-
Those dogs are bad. Your dogs are bad.
She walked them separately too.
As soon as I walked in, Jax humped me.
Did he really?
Immediately. And then Matt tried to bring the dogs down here while we're recording this and- As soon as you're like, all right, let's see, one strike and you guys are out. I was just like, the strike's coming right away. Right. And immediately they started humping and fighting. Got kicked out.
They're on the third floor right now.
They're not. They didn't handle it well.
They haven't handled anything well. When anyone's been down here, they've failed every single test.
Yeah.
I fantasize about being someone who have a dog who's like, oh, it's my old dog just lays in the corner. If someone comes in here, it's like they hump them, they get on top of them, they like bite each other. It's a fucking nightmare. Well, she also walked them separately. She's like, I didn't know how to walk them at the same time. I'm like, what?
I don't like this lady.
Yeah, like, where'd you come up with this?
She a white?
Mm-mm.
Mm.
What do you got to say about that?
Nothing.
What do you got to say? Why does your brain take you there?
It sounds like a white lady job.
Of dog sitting?
Yeah. Never thought of it that way.
Interesting.
Never didn't even think that there would be African-American dog sitters.
Wasn't African-American, bro.
Whoa.
You continue.
Who was it?
It's an engine.
An engine? Wait,
in the classic sense.
No. The classic sense is a Native American.
No, in the classic sense, Columbus had it wrong.
Okay.
Dude, are you celebrating Thanksgiving this year?
Yo, you know I am.
Better fucking not, dude. You are?
I celebrated Columbus Day. I celebrate the fuck out of Thanksgiving.
I'm going to get kicked out of my family dinner again. I'm going to start just fucking double.
You got to protest.
I'm going to start smashing everything, dude.
You got to protest.
Dude, I'm going to fucking freak out. Like,